Hey guys, welcome back to the Dish Talk Show. I'm your host Pamela, and I'm here with
Trigon.
And today we are going to be doing a lot of fun stuff for you, and we're going to be talking about a very, very important topic. So it's going to be really entertaining. Before we go into
our itinerary.
Before we go to the things we are going to be doing, I just want us to quickly, off the top of our heads, affirm five things into our life. I think you should go first, Trigon.
Okay. I affirm peace to my soul. I affirm clarity in my decisions. I affirm confidence in trying new things. I affirm intelligence, all around intelligence. And I affirm Jesus. And I affirm
Jesus in your life, yeah.
I affirm, you know, success to myself.
That's great. I am achieving everything that I have set out to achieve. I am conquering all the obstacles in my way, on my way to success. I am a great person, and I claim greatness for myself. I claim good health for myself. And lastly, how many have I done?
I think four.
And lastly, I affirm that all blocks will be taken away from my blessings. So let's hop to it. So today we're introducing a new segment called Long Story Short. So basically, this segment is talking now. It's going to be very exciting. We're going to be reading stories from Reddit, and there are a lot of dark stories on Reddit, actually. Dark stories, funny stories, interesting stories, and we're going to be reading those stories and talking about them. So it's going to be really fun. And next thing we're doing is a next trivia, which is something we've already done in the past, and it was really fun, so we are doing it again. So we're going to do trivia. Okay. 20 questions in total, 10 per person. And we're also going to be doing What Is the Dish About. This is a segment that literally highlights the issues we're facing in the society right now, and also the trending topics right now on Twitter, using Twitter as our guide. We're going to be talking about the BBN eviction, Big Brother Nigeria, and every of the juicy tea going on in the Big Brother house. And also we're going to be talking about a very important topic that needs to be heard, and this topic actually stemmed from the recent eviction in the Big Brother house, or I don't want to call it eviction. A Big Brother housemate stepped down was because of his mental health issues. So we want to raise awareness by talking about the misconception of mental disorder in the society today. So this is all we are doing today, and it's very, very impactful, and I feel you should listen and stay tuned to the end. I think we should just start with the topic off the bat before we go into the juicy things. So do you think we should start with the juicy things?
No, let's get serious then play.
Oh, so this is serious and the other one is play. All right. So what do you think about mental disorder? Like, do you think mental disorder is becoming very, very do you think mental disorders and mental health is coming to the limelight now more than ever?
Yes, it is. In fact, you know what it is to some people? To some people, it's like, what's this one again? Because the misconception, like, you know, like you said earlier, for bulk of the time on this earth, depending on Nigeria, is being and targeted towards spiritual problems. Yeah. So like, it doesn't make any sense. You have no knowledge of this behavioral pattern, you have no knowledge of this symptoms, you know, it's still on behavioral patterns. You're not educated as to, okay, why is this person behaving like this? Why are the repetitive patterns? Mm-hmm. Yes, why are they, you know, relapses? Why are they, you know, change? Mm. Yeah, it's not normal, right? It's
so,
not normal.
Yeah, so you feel that, I personally feel that more than ever, mental health has actually come to the limelight, because a lot of people are talking about mental health.
Mm.
And even those people that are not even educated on, you know, properly educated to be counselors or psychologists are going into mental health because they see its relevance right now.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy that mental health has actually come to limelight, because before we start to talk about top professions, like surgeon, brain surgeons, brain surgeons,
engineers, pilots, those kind of people,
we need to start with the most important organ of the body,
the brain,
which is the brain, because the brain actually controls the heart, beat, the blood flow, everything,
the body,
that has to do with the body. So the brain actually controls everything, so it's actually one of the most important organs in the body. And I'm very happy that right now people are taking into, you know, taking into its importance now. So let's talk about the misconceptions. When people see somebody that is, okay, let's start how mild, let's talk about like the mild, you know, mild types of mental illnesses or mental disorders, or the little things like mood disorders, like depression. Anxiety, phobias, you know. When we experience, let's talk about depression in Nigeria, for example.
Yeah.
Do you think depression in Nigeria is, people see depression as a very serious thing to be looked into, and, you know, someone to be assisted? I feel that when you tell somebody you're depressed, especially as a man, a male, you'll be told, come on, you can be a man, toughen it up.
Man up.
Or when you go through something difficult in your life that traumatized you, like somebody's death, or you witness a murder, or you witness a traumatic thing in your family, and then, you know, I feel like people can't talk about it because it's shameful. It has been tagged as
weakness.
So you can't just go and start talking about, oh, in my family we are not happy, everybody is pretending to be good and have everything together now. And I feel that people are not willing to come out to talk about their problems, you know, to anybody, because they're trying to create this whole image of everything is perfect. And everything is fine, but meanwhile they are struggling emotionally, and I feel most people don't even know they are struggling emotionally. So I'm very happy that mental health is being talked about now, especially, even I'm even happy that even those people that are not qualified to even be professionals in the mental health sector are talking about mental health.
Yeah,
it's important. I'm very happy about that. Let's talk about mental health in the family.
Yeah.
So do you have any experience with mental health and how parents handle these little forms of mental, you know, disorders like depression, anxiety, you know, autism and all that? Autism is not a small one, but, like, you know, it's not really that pronounced in some genders, like female gender. Yeah. So what do you think
is the coping mechanism?
Like, how do you think they handle it in the family? Like, how do parents really handle it? And
no,
let's talk about that. So just tell me about your what you think, not entirely your experience, but what you feel that how it is being handled.
Yeah, bulk of the time is you don't understand the whole thing. You don't understand anything.
Who is you?
Okay, parents, guardians, they don't understand. This child might be dyslexic. This child might be bipolar. This child might have ADHD.
Yeah.
This child might be autistic. Yeah. And these things come with symptoms that are, you know, in fact, they are on a spectrum, but they are still similar in different kinds of people.
Yeah.
So the coping mechanism or the handling method is usually with beating.
Yes.
Get it right.
Yes.
Stay one place.
No, you don't understand. Do you understand?
Yeah.
See it as insubordination, yeah. Stubbornness.
No. Like, why can't you just do it one right?
Place. Yeah.
Sorry, what is doing it right? How did you learn to do it right? Okay, let's talk about how long it took you to even get it right. Mm-hmm. You had to try and try and try until you got it right.
You don't remember that. You just, growing up, I remember struggling in school. Yeah. Struggling in school, and I can't really remember if I was reading because I was in primary school. So I remember struggling in school, my exams, my courses, my classes, and my subjects. And every time I fail, my teacher would flog the life out of me. And then I never understood why I couldn't pass or get first position. I just didn't know. I mean, nobody was reading, you know, nobody I didn't see my classmates reading. Like, I didn't even know what reading was because we were very young, probably 6, probably 5, probably 4, you know. I didn't see anybody reading. So I'm wondering, how come these people are understanding this math? What is it in this math that people understand? Like, how? I didn't understand what was going on. So I knew nothing about maths. So I always getting 0, 0, 0, 0, and they're always flogging me. And because of the constant flogging, I associated that with fear. And that's how I developed anxiety, I think. I don't even know whether that's where I even developed anxiety, but that's where anxiety started. Anytime I see maths, my brain shuts down, like, immediately. Because I've associated that with a lot of bad memories. So let's talk about, now that we're talking about how parents, you know, handle mental illnesses, you know, at home.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the traumas those things cause.
Yeah. Okay. Let me give you another example. Not being able to complete tasks, you know, different activities, right? And trying to find a way to solve the problem. I'll try to go and play ball. My coping mechanism, go and play ball, go and do something that will give me a rush, that make me feel good. That also drove me, because of the incompletion of different tasks, I was not able to fit in different gatherings. So that also pushed me to go and learn different skills.
Yeah.
Because of rejection.
Yeah.
I had to learn different skills so I could be relevant.
Yeah, so how did that experience with the, you know, parents not understanding, you know, the fact that, oh, my son could be mentally ill, or my son could be, you know, struggling with this form of, you know, mental illness, and them handling it in the wrong way traumatize you?
I was not able to express.
Okay.
In fact, I would pretend in gatherings just so I could fit in. Because if I show this thing that my parents did not like, they too would give me the same reaction. It didn't allow me to be free to try out new things because of what? Fear of shouting, yeah. Or beating, or, guy, why are you doing this thing? Why are you like this? You know, I don't like those questions. I'm like, I don't know. I'm just living. I don't know why I'm like this. I just feel like, okay, you can teach me how to, but without shouting at me. Yeah, you know, those things, you know, till date, you know, still have an effect on me.
Yeah, me too. I feel parents, like, another thing is parents are scared. Not even, I don't want to say scared, they don't want to even think of their child having mental disorder. It's almost like, God forbid, my son is not mentally ill, you know, that kind of thing. Like, the blood of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
You we go for prayers.
Deliverance. Every time.
Deliverance. You go to pastors. Pastors take your money, lie to you. You keep going for deliverance for so many years and still nothing.
No result.
It's because your child is mentally struggling. When parents, Nigerian children can't even express that they're depressed because they say, "How can you be depressed?" They will shout at you.
They will tell you, "Am I not providing everything you need?"
Yes, thank you. "Am I not providing everything you need? What do you mean you're depressed? Go out on the streets. There are people looking for food. You're here. You have food." It's just a wrong way to handle it. And I'm very happy that we are talking about mental illness now, because now our generation as parents would be more aware of like how to handle this situation when we see it in our, or these symptoms when we see it in our children. Instead of criticizing them, we now know that, oh, this could be a sign of dyslexia, or this could be a sign of anxiety, or this could be a sign of autism, and then use the right tools to handle it. So I'm really happy that we are talking about mental disorders. So let's
even talk about solutions to these problems.
Yeah, we'll talk about, we haven't gotten there.
Oh, okay.
So basically we are talking about let's talk about the bigger scary, big bad scary mental disorders.
Top of the list.
Let's talk about schizophrenia. Oh. Schizophrenia is another very, very serious mental disorder that is characterized by hallucinations, you know, false beliefs, very, very, very vivid and strong false delusions.
Example, Joker.
No, I don't think Joker was schizophrenic. I just think bipolar.
That's the new Joker, the new one.
Yeah, bipolar.
He was hallucinating, though.
What was he hallucinating?
He thought that, okay, yeah, this is a particular neighbor. Yeah, there's a neighbor he thought he had an affair with her, but they hadn't spoken at all.
That's not him.
He hallucinated the relationship for how many weeks or months? That's not bipolar. Is it?
So your friend is not the only mental illness characterized with hallucination.
Okay.
You have hallucinations from excessive alcohol use, and you get a point that you start having hallucinations. There's so many mental disorders that are characterized by hallucination, but let's just talk about schizophrenia. There's so many forms of schizophrenia. Catatonic schizophrenia is the one I'm most fascinated about. Catatonic schizophrenia is basically characterized by less activity. So basically, if you see someone with catatonic schizophrenia, it's either they don't move, they sit down one place and they don't move, or they don't speak. They just stay there, not speaking, not moving, just looking, not doing anything.
What's going on in their mind?
We don't know.
They can be there for how long?
Maybe 2 days. I worked in a hospital. Okay. There was a particular patient that had catatonic schizophrenia. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't even eat. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't talk. He doesn't talk. And he doesn't even move. He's just on the bed like that.
But he has to be thinking about stuff.
I don't know. There will be brain activity, obviously. But we don't know.
He doesn't communicate it.
Yeah, he's just sitting out there and looking. So with the right medications and the right therapy, he was able to, you know, eat. He wasn't able to eat. I remember we brought food, pap and akara, but he was not interested in eating. And we now had to put a tube through his nose to his stomach.
To feed him.
So we were injecting the pap through the pipe, the tube, to his stomach. And I remember the incident that he was on the bed, and they were saying, eat. He said, "We're going to take past the tube." I forgot what they call. I've forgotten the name of the tube. Through your nose. Oh, he was in this answer. They now brought the tube, held him down. He still was not talking. They now passed the tube.
Why did you hold him down?
If I pass a big it you through your nose.
Okay, you can feel it.
Can I?
Oh, okay.
You have to hold in there now so that you're not going to shift it. Okay. Else. You think you can, do you think like you be positive you can stay?
No, because you said he doesn't move, he doesn't speak. That means if, but he can feel.
Yes, it's, okay. It's not as if like your senses are dead. You just don't do anything. Just sit
okay.
down.
Okay.
That to hold him down. Yeah. Then, past he started moving when he was recovering. Started moving so he could interact with us. Do you want to eat? You don't want to eat. Do you want to eat? He would shake his head like this. Mm. So basically, when they held him down, the part that made me laugh was when they held him down. Someone has not spoken for months. the tube through his nose, and the moment they started passing it, he just screamed, "Fuck!" I was excited. I laughed instead of talking. No, just bring a bar. Just bring a bar. I'll eat it. I was like, yeah, I'm happy you're recovering. So it's a very important thing. Another thing is, you know, especially very big mental to others like schizophrenia, people just consider you like, you know, he's a madman.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then they avoid you.
They avoid you because they feel that, you know, he's not, they just undermine you and then devalue you because you have a mental disorder.
Yeah.
And not knowing they too could have an underlying mental disorder, they're struggling with that, they don't even know
they about don't know
I
about
feel like everybody, as long as you've had experiences on earth, you've interacted with the environment, you have been traumatized one way or the other, and so that you have triggered a mental disorder, which can come as a form of ego defense.
Yeah, defense,
to protect
exactly.
you from that kind of trauma against, like PTSD is another serious one that can have hallucinations. Yeah. On delirium. So, you know, there are so many big ones that, you know, people have. So solutions to these mental disorders is one, educate yourself, learn, go online. There's a lot of use, like it's not like in the olden days where we weren't having access to information as much. When you want to, if you want to find out about something, you have to go all the way to the library, and everybody can go to the library, you know. It's not everybody had access to the library. Like now at the tip of your fingertips you can get access to
information.
So just go on YouTube, go on Google, search for any question you want to search, even if you can't frame it in the most professional way. Just say, my I see ghosts. I'm seeing ghosts in my sleep, or whenever I close my eyes I start seeing things. You just Google it and you get the proper information. There's helpline. Another thing is suicide and mental in poor treatment of mental illnesses and poor with the way people address mental disorders poorly can lead to suicide.
Yeah. Neglect.
Yeah. So yeah, it can lead to neglect. So I just quiet.
I'm listening.
Okay. So yeah, it can lead to suicide. So it's very important to educate yourself so you know about this mental disorder. And do not feel bad when you're
you know, when you're being laughed at or neglected or pushed away, mostly neglected.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't mean you're awful. It doesn't mean you're useless. It's just if you educate yourself and you understand from there, I think from there you're going to start soothing yourself and healing yourself.
Mm.
Yeah, because you now understand that, okay, it's not my fault. It's just an impairment. Yeah. I just need to just work on it.
Can be managed.
Yeah, it can be managed, exactly. Because there are a lot of people in the world that suffer the same thing that you do.
Mm.
Yes. And some are managing, some are not managing because of, you know, ignorance.
Yeah.
Yeah, so at the end of the day, knowledge is power.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And also, do not allow your... do not feel horrible that your child may be showing symptoms of maybe mental illnesses. Don't get scared. It's okay. There's always a way to manage the situation. There's always a way to manage the mental illness in so many ways. And you can still be healthy, normal lives with having mental illness. Mental illness doesn't mean it's the end of the world. And I know the guy that was kicked out. I don't like saying kicked out. The guy that was you know, sent home from the Big Brother house from having a mental illness, which I think it's probably just ADHD. I don't think it's anything serious, you know. He's not just like an outcast now. He's not, don't look at him and make his mental disorder his personality, or that's who he is. It's just mental disorder. Everybody has it. Everybody handles trauma differently. So hope you guys learned a lot from this little talk about mental illness, and keep researching and keep what?
Keep learning. Expressing
to communicating. If you can't communicate, you communicate with Google. Nobody's looking.
Exactly.
After all, if you're horny, you can communicate with
the tubes.
Sorry.
The tubes.
The what?
The channels.
YouTube.
Mm-mm. Red tube. A tube's like a channel, you know. Yeah, tubes.
So communicate and don't be ashamed about anything. Okay.
Yeah.
So on to the, oh, by the way, before we go into the next thing, you can follow my mental health help page on Instagram. It's called Easy Life, and I post a lot of helpful information, a lot of helpful, you know, things for you to, you know, read and educate yourself. So if you're looking for information on that,
easylife.ng.
yeah, easylife.ng. and if you're looking for information on anything mental health, and you know, just follow me on Easy Life, and you have a lot of information there, and I post weekly. So, and also follow me there too. So thank you. On to the next segment of this podcast, and we are going to, long story short,
yeah,
so in long story short, we're going to be reading stories from Reddit, sorry, and we're going to be commenting on it because there's so many funny stories here, like it's insane. Which one do you want to start with? Do you want to start with a scary one or a funny one?
I think you just go with the flow. Story one, story two, and go.
Story one is quite scary.
No wala. Let's get to it.
Yeah, reading story.
Okay.
So this is the first one.
Okay. A few years ago, I was walking through the woods off the beaten track a bit.
You know, read it in a, I can't really, I can't read like news.
Okay. A few years ago.
Do you think this person's a boy or a girl?
This,
they're anonymous, by the way, so we can't really tell. So
yes, he is he.
He, okay.
Yes, he.
Okay.
A few years ago, I was walking through the woods off the beaten track a bit, and I smelled this really overpowering sweet smell. Being nosy, I pulled back the undergrowth to have a look, and I found a dead body. Wait, just said sweet smell. Okay. The guy had clearly been there a while and wasn't looking great. All swollen and green and black with various runny bits. Okay. The local wildlife had also been
sounds
dying.
Like a reckon person.
Yeah, reckon get a bit. The local wildlife had also been dining well for a few days. I called the police, who told me to wait with the body until they arrived. Being in the middle of nowhere, it took a while for them to arrive, and it got dark, and I was just sat there in the dark with him for a long time. It turned out that he had committed suicide. For a long time afterwards, I had dreams about him, and he would talk to me and not nice things, mainly about how he was angry I had disturbed his resting place. And he wanted me to kill myself. Oh, wow.
Okay.
Probably just my imagination, but all pretty disturbing at the time. He still turns up in my dreams from time to time. And no doubt will be tonight after typing this. That's, no doubt he will not stop after typing this tonight.
Wow. That was, okay, at least a bit disturbing.
Yeah. First of all, this person started with sweet smell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Overpowering sweet smell. And then he saw, being nosy, he saw a dead body. Let's start from there.
I don't know why
he said sweet smell,
but this is actually pretty, you know, disturbing in a way though. Yeah,
so
that's his resting place.
Yeah,
killed himself.
So my question is, I thought he's now spirit. It was a body that he met, right? So he's now spirit. Okay, but his spirit wanted to be in the woods.
See, I think that guy was just like, because of the experience, he was just imagining some things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then, okay, do you think he suffered from something then? A mental disorder then?
No, it's just normal response to trauma.
Oh, sweet smell.
You associate this sweet smell with women, right?
No, I'm not. I said sweet smell. I'm thinking flower. I'm thinking honey. I'm thinking, okay, in the woods. So, flowers.
You're bent on the sweet smell.
Mm-hmm.
On to the next story. Our first one was quite scary.
It wasn't so scary, actually.
This one is quite short.
Okay.
I was reading this story. I think it's a female. I was reading a book of poetry that somebody bought me while I was at a cafe. And then next to me, and the man next to me asked me what I thought of it while I'm no critic. So,
while I'm no critic, I do enjoy it.
Okay, sorry. A man next to me asked me what I thought of it. Well, while I'm no critic, I do enjoy it and do try writing it. I told him that there were some excellent poems in it, but that it had much filler. Like, what's filler? In the same way that most albums do. What's filler?
I have no idea.
It had much filler. And that I think it would be much better if the literary world worked on it. Worked on iTunes model. What the fuck is
okay,
this?
Okay, she's trying to say that she... Maybe the way the UI UX, you know, UI UX, user interface, UI
where
experience.
I could simply buy in individual stories for 99 cents instead of having to pay $15 and dislike most of the work. He thanked me for his He thanked me for my thoughts regarding the book and and so I figured he couldn't be buying it, and it wasn't until after he left that I closed the book and saw his picture at the back of it. Whoops. I unintentionally told the poet to quit writing fluff in his books.
Well,
he asked for
he
it.
Asked for, yeah, perspective, your opinion. Yeah.
He asked for it.
Mm-hmm. No, she even said, I do enjoy it and I do try writing it. I told him there were a few. Come on. I told him that there were some excellent poems in it, but that.
So bothered about whether she gave him bad critic or not. He asked for a critic and she gave it to him, nigga.
Mm-hmm. No, she's...
You don't have to go back to say, look for the good things that she said. Even if she said horrible things about it, he asked for a critic and she gave him one.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion.
Okay.
Read the next story. Read now.
Yeah, I'll see the whole thing. Okay.
Why do you have to see the whole thing?
Because when I want to read, I don't want to be obstructed. My friends and I were at the bar and a cover band was playing. The lead singer was being obnoxious. He was hitting on all the women in the audience in a very lewd manner, and he was being far too pretentious for being in a cover band. It was making everyone uncomfortable and annoyed. At one point during the show, he says, I would like someone special to take the microphone and say a few words. He then lowered the microphone stand so that the microphone was right where his crotch was.
Wow, okay.
I don't know how he had originally planned this segment to pan out, but before he could say anything, I yelled in a high-pitched voice, I'm so tiny. Ooh, mimicking him. The singer was stunned. The audience laughed and cheered. Clearly flustered, he awkwardly raised the stand again and went into the next song. I don't think I ever have that good of a comeback again.
Okay. Interesting, but that guy was funny though. Yeah. He said, "I would like someone special to make him to take the microphone as if he would." That's funny, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is the fourth story. Whoa, okay, interesting. It's gonna be a long one.
Mm-hmm.
I dated and lived with a guy for 3 years on and off. I knew he wasn't the one for me because he would fight a lot. We would fight a lot and there was a ton of love bombing which tricked me into staying longer than I should have. After a year and a bit, you know, this is a record. I realized that he was on a law on a dating app and he was talking with girls behind my back and sending them money. We broke up and I left the apartment, which he shared with his granny. Okay, Jesus. His granny, he's sharing an apartment with his granny. Anyways, I got my own place. You were living with your boyfriend and his granny.
Yeah.
Anyways, I got my own place and a great job in a different city, and I lost some weight. And I was getting a ton of attention from other men in the field that I work in. I finally felt free and independent, and boom, he comes back into my life, telling me he's made a mistake and everything. I'm everything to him, and he realized how much he loved me and he needed me.
Sure.
He started to make an effort with me and us to work again. He wanted to grow up and get a place together in a different city close to his grandmother. Jesus.
Oh, okay, we don't know
okay. What you like. Leave your granny.
Leave mommy.
So he convinced me to quit my job.
He actually did.
Because he was comfortable with me working in a male-dominated industry. The fuck? And he convinced me to give up my two-bedroom suite because he was not comfortable with me getting a roomie. What the fuck,
is this guy?
So I found a job in the same industry and moved in with him. You're a dummy. He immediately quit his job and that he had worked at 4 years and said he needed a break. So I continued to work with my ass off and expected him to clean and cook while he stayed at home. After a couple months, I realized he was spending a lot of money on OnlyFans, and his Snapchat was filled with random girls.
Wow.
I was not happy or comfortable, and we fought constantly. The fuck is this? Getting back to hell. Finally, I decided living together was not healthy, so I got my own place again close by, and he was so angry that I got a bachelor and I won't let him live with me. What the fuck is a bachelor?
I don't know. Maybe
she'll be self-contained.
Another person.
But,
huh? I think another person, she was having an affair with another person.
I think it's a type of apartment called bachelor.
Oh yeah, yes.
We had discussed continuing the relationship but living separately. It seemed to be working out, and one day he offered to drive me
to my mother's house. Why?
He offered to drive me to my mother's house. On Mother's Day, and he was hanging with my family and said he had to go and to go and to go. He had to go and to call. What's go and to call?
I think he just wanted to go and call.
Go and call when I was ready to go, and I never heard from him again. Fuck?
Oh, wow.
I then found out he was dating a new girl with same name as me. It hurt so badly. I invested so much into him and was hurt that he would cause me pain like that. I tried to contact him to talk so I could have some closure and give back his things, and she messaged me on his socials attacking me and being a disgusting human. I don't know why I care so that much. It didn't hurt me the way it did. I feel like I have severe PTSD from it. I feel sad and angry and really bothering me. And it's really bothering me. How can I let go?
No, you're worth it.
Damn.
That guy's a douchebag.
This girl was educated enough and she didn't even
pick up on this douche.
She knew what love bombing was and I still allowed him to love bomb her. Exactly. Maybe she knew after she left. But she's still asking, why do I care so? Because you're an empath and you need to find your worth and know your worth sometimes.
You're good, babe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was insane.
He took her to her mom's house and left. That was the last time she ever came. So I wonder what happened at the mom's house that triggered him to leave. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was really with another girl, so.
Mm. Okay. Next story. I've never visited this sub, so I don't know if this is the right place for me. Sorry? Okay. So there's that girl I've been trying to date for pretty much last 2 years. We've been going on and off since then, but on the 28th of April this year, we decided that we should try and see how it goes. I was happy as fuck because that's what I wanted so badly. 2 months later, I found myself at the party I made for my college friends. I get twisted literally, and at one point, I was so drunk that they carried me upstairs and left me to sleep a bit. I still remember 90% of the party, but I know when I woke up at one point, one girl who actually knew I had a girlfriend at the time, I knew how much I wanted to be with that girl, decided that she wants something with me. I still don't know if that was just purely to try fucking up my relationship or if she really liked people. It doesn't matter, to be honest. Important thing is she wanted to cuddle and I allowed her because my morals were pretty much non-existent at that point. Nothing happened after that. She had just had her head on my chest and I was sleeping half of the time. But important thing is I let her do that. And I do know someone might think I'm lying, but to make myself look better here. But I really have no reason to lie. And I really was that wasted to even if I wanted of it to escalate, probably I won't be able to do it. Okay, I think he's trying to say I was too wasted to, you know, do anything. Morning after that, I cleared everything I had with that girl and I told her that even if something happened last night, she has to know that I want nothing to do with her and I'm happy with my current relationship. I figured out that hurt her ego because she told me she's gonna say a lot of shit to my girl, and some of these things I couldn't even confirm if it's really happened because I had no hole in my memory. I panicked a bit, so instead I told her myself, but I never explained the circumstances because she didn't want to listen. She told me that she cannot trust me anymore and we would just stay friends. Of course, there's no way I could ever be friends with her, so I just stopped messaging for a month and I really thought we would not hear from each other again. But she mentioned me randomly. It ended up with us going out. We never spoke about that party. We were just hanging out. My question is there any way I could regain her trust? I really am willing to work for it.
You're a very big fool.
Because I also know women are stubborn creatures.
You speak recon.
And I don't know if I'll ever get a second chance. Babe, she texted you now.
You be psycho.
She texted you back now.
You're mad. It's so crazy.
You're already having a second chance, don't you know?
So that was it for long story short, and we are moving on to the next thing on our agenda. The agenda was
itinerary.
It's trivia questions. So we're going to be starting with you, right?
Where are the questions?
They're here. Okay. So I'm going to be starting with you. So you I'll ask you questions and then you answer. Then after asking you 10, you ask me 10.
Okay.
So you're up to 147. Okay. You can pick any from any part.
Mm-hmm.
As usual, the failure has to give up their Instagram and a picture will be posted from your camera roll onto Instagram, and it has to stay on Instagram for 24 hours.
Okay.
So, we better sit up. You get it?
Yeah.
So, let's start this. What substance are nails made out of? You have 3 seconds to answer.
I think calcium.
Nails? No. Wrong answer.
Okay.
Keratin.
Keratin.
It's crazy. Question 2. Which instrument did John Lennon play in the Beatles?
Guitar?
Yes. 1 point. But it's a rhyme guitar.
What do you call it?
A rhyme guitar.
Rhyme guitar.
A rhyme guitar.
It's not, it can't be animal.
A rhyme guitar. How many years is a law school program?
7.
Oh, accurate.
Okay.
Accurate. 2 points. How many children does Oprah Winfrey have?
Yeah, sure. I'm going to know that. 3.
0.
Exactly.
So, what is the diameter of Earth?
Shit. 400,000 kilometers.
Actually, almost there. So it's actually 8,000 miles.
What's that in kilometers?
Do the math. You know the math. Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know the conversion rate.
How many weeks are in a year?
52.
Correct. 3 points. Who played Neo in The Matrix? Are you guessing like you know?
I know his name. The fuck? That's our. Damn, why can I miss this guy's name? Keanu Reeves.
Oh! Mm-hmm. 4 points! Mm-hmm. In what year was the first episode of South Park aired?
Whoa, I can't know that, but 2006?
No, 1997.
I know, right? How can I say 2006?
What is the largest bone in the human body?
Largest bone?
Yeah.
Skull.
Femur.
Okay, femur is just one.
Largest, not round. Yeah, femur. Last bonus round.
Mm-hmm.
What is the symbol for potassium?
K.
5 points. Mm. So you got 5 out of 10, so that's a good score. Mm. So here you go.
Okay. What's the medical term for bad breath?
Jesus. Medical term for bad breath. I don't know.
It's called halitosis.
How will I ever know that? Right?
This is the first time I've seen it. One. How long? No, let me not punish you. How much weight can an ant lift?
Twice its size.
50 times its weight.
50 times? I'm
telling you.
The weight of an ant is actually nothing, so.
50 times its weight.
Wait. Like, have people put an ant on, a scale? What does it mean?
It's gonna be like 0.1 g or less than that, 0.001 g. The kind of ant,
whatever the ant is,
times 50. Exactly.
If that times 50 is how many?
Let's say 0.001 g times 50 will be like 0.5 g.
What is equivalent to that in weight?
Ugh.
A coin?
Nah, a coin is heavier than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Who was the first woman to win the Nobel Prize?
Nobel Peace Prize?
They just said Nobel Prize. Could be peace, could be anything.
Pamela Franco Mandy.
Good. Marie Curie. I don't know.
Marie Curie?
No, Marie Curie. In 1903.
I don't think I know what that is.
Okay. I think all these questions here are just good. Uh-huh. What was the first soft drink in space?
Coke.
Beautiful.
Because Americans are fucking narcissists.
Mm-hmm. Mm. In publishing, what does POD mean? Oh, you're waiting for me.
Point. Post.
No.
Point.
No. Print on demand. Publishing. Okay. I think this is your 7th question.
No.
6th.
Yeah.
Okay. Which company owns Bugatti, Lamborghini, Audi, Porsche, and Ducati?
Ducati? What's Ducati?
Mom, I don't know, man.
Which company? Toyota?
No.
Wait, Vox.
Come on.
Volkswagen?
Mm. I already told you the answer. Get out.
No, you didn't.
I didn't, right? Okay, 2 points.
I knew the answer.
2 points. What color is absinthe?
What's absinthe?
You don't know absinthe? It's an alcohol. Very strong alcohol.
I don't know.
It's green. That's one of the strongest alcohols in the world, I think. 2 more questions. How many rides are Disney World? No, 46.
How would I even know that?
I know.
You asked me. No, you're supposed to ask me from your line down, not to go and scroll and search different kind of questions. You're supposed to start from line down. So that's. Yes. So this one has been cancelled. You have to start that.
Let's go again. Let's go again.
Let's do it from 1 to 20.
Okay, good, better.
Sorry.
What is Chandler's last name in sitcom Friends?
Chandler.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is even Chandler?
I'll be Chandler or Chandler.
I don't know who Chandler is, man.
Answer is Bing. About how many taste buds does the average human tongue have?
Taste buds.
Yeah, give it to me.
Or is it points of taste?
Taste buds.
Three.
Taste buds. Those little dots are in my tongue.
Oh, those are taste buds.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe 1 billion.
Okay, 10,000. Who did Madonna kiss at the 2003 VMAs? Who did Madonna kiss at the 2003 VMAs?
Madonna's crush.
Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera.
Any?
How much does the Chewbacca costume weigh?
A ton?
8 pounds. What's it? No, a ton is 1,000 kg. No, no, no.
I mean, a ton like a lot.
Okay. What colors are the Norwegian flag?
I don't know.
Red, white, and blue. Where would you find the world's most ancient forest?
The world's most ancient forest actually is the Antarctica.
Forest.
You're so quick to just shout the answers. Just let me talk. The world's most ancient forest is actually under the ice in the Arctic or something. I know, like, for fact, but I don't know where this one is. Maybe in Africa. West Africa. West South America. Asia. Those are the continents I know. Europe. Rainforest.
Ancient forest, yeah.
I've named what continent?
Many one continent I've not mentioned.
Is that the continent that is there?
Yeah. That's the answer.
What is the continent?
Actually, it's in Australia.
Australia is a continent.
It's a continent and it's country.
Where is it in? What continent is it in?
In Australia. Australia is a continent. Yeah.
Australia is a continent.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Dane tree forest in Australia.
I never knew Australia was a continent.
There are 7 continents in the world. I can name them. What about you? Okay, let's just skip to it. 1. North America. 2. South America. 3. Africa. Asia. 4. Europe. 5. Australia. 6. Antarctica. These are the 7 continents that they told us.
That is so far away.
It's actually
big
under Africa, I think.
It's far away, man.
I
know someone that lives in Australia, like he travels like hours before he finally gets to meet me here in Nigeria. Yo, and I'll be fucking scared of that place because it's so far. Okay? Australia is continent. Trust me.
Globe.
So there's a forest in Australia. I thought it was all deserts. Damn.
Deserts would be more of Asia.
Are you sure?
Deserts.
Asia looks like wet because they have their lot of rice. And
Dubai.
Desert is Africa.
Yes, Asia. Dubai, Saudi Arabia.
Dubai is in Asia.
Yeah.
Dubai is in Africa, bro.
No. UAE is in Asia. United Arab Emirates.
Dubai is in Asia.
Yeah. Dubai is not an African country now.
Is it in Africa?
No. The ones that have Senegal has this thing. Morocco has deserts.
Yes, Morocco has deserts.
Senegal, Morocco. Who's on top of us? Where did that thing come from? These are the countries that I know that have deserts.
Dubai is in Asia. So you have to go all the way to Asia to go to Dubai.
Yeah. Yeah.
This thing is not recording, by the way. Psych! The guy is in Asia, I didn't know.
Search.
I'm not searching.
Oh. What are you looking for?
You're so defensive.
Oh, okay, you're searching.
I thought it was in Africa.
I'm looking.
Are you seeing it now? Okay, let's round this up actually very fast.
Okay. Globe and Jerusalem are types of what?
Three questions that you asked me since.
Remaining four. Okay, 10, right? 10 to 20.
What's Globe?
I don't even know.
The types of what? Well, countries.
It's not artichoke.
What's artichoke?
I don't know. Okay, now I want to know.
A bit.
Okay. Which is the largest or highest waterfall in the world?
Highest waterfall or largest waterfall?
Highest.
I don't even know anything about waterfalls.
Angel Falls, Venezuela.
Venezuela.
Ludwig van Beethoven was born in 1970 in which city?
What's the next question?
That's Berlin.
Speak le je voulez-vous. Hey, I better go.
What is the third sign of the zodiac?
I'm not into all these astrologies.
Give me two guesses then we'll go on.
You don't have the permission to tell me what to do.
Okay.
That's what these. That's how they usually talk. The third sign. I'm trying to remember what it's called. Third sign is I don't know. I know Taurus is the second, right?
Mm-hmm.
First is Aries, Gemini.
Yeah. What is Ariana Grande's brother's name?
Bruna Grande.
Ariana Grande. Oh yeah. Frankie, your turn.
So that's it for the trivia segment, and we are on to what's the shabao. Okay. I really don't know trending topics in Nigeria though, so
no. Okay. Big Brother.
It's just Big Brother that's trending, by the way. Have you been watching Big Brother?
I don't watch Big Brother. I just hear something.
You never watch Big Brother?
No, I don't.
You what?
I don't watch Big Brother.
You've never watched Big Brother before?
I've watched it now, but I don't. It's not something I know my go to. If I go online, if I go to TV, I'm not going to go for Big Brother.
Interesting,
yeah,
take.
Yeah.
Well, something told me that you are a sweet Big Brother fan. Who are you rooting for in Big Brother?
I don't know anybody's names. So funny, no. The people I know are White Money, Perry.
It's not Perry.
Okay.
He said Perry. He calls himself Perry.
Oh. What language is that?
I don't know.
Okay. So White
Money. Perry. Is that what to dance with Chick Perry?
Yeah, exactly. Those are the two names I know. Do you know?
I said me too, because those are the ones that have been trending, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about the Perry and White Money?
Okay, so situation? Perry is a douche from all these little skits or it's snippets. Perry is a douche. Like, there's no sugarcoating.
Why do you think he's a douche?
Because he behaves like a fool. Like,
Jesus
he has
Christ.
No empathy. He does not listen. He thinks he's a god. Imagine being head of house and thinking that chair actually is a symbol of godship. He treats everybody like they are, yeah, subordinates. He doesn't even listen to criticism. He doesn't like being told anything. He downplays everybody. White Money is upset, expressing himself. He's covering his face like a little child, cringing, like, get the fuck out, get the fuck out, get the fuck out. I don't see what you're saying. But when it's your turn to talk, everybody must listen to you like the god you are. Nah, shitty human being. I pray he gets evicted next week.
But you know, he's the head of house. I feel like you're going to still keep him on.
Because he's giving them content, eh?
Yeah. Because either they're trying to. If he goes, what else is interesting in the house?
He's not interesting. He's. Yeah, he's causing havoc, so I guess it's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. If he was not doing that, I wouldn't be talking about him.
Yeah, he's making them money.
So.
Not like him. Perry, that's your name.
What about
White Money?
Okay, what else is trending? What about the Afghanistan thing?
Mm-hmm. Taliban's taking over the kings. What the titles there? The governors or the owners of the place have jackpot, left their country, left their people to suffer. the TikTok we watch this morning, baby being crossed over the border to safety, you know, just shows a lot. Over the years, there's been, you know, there's nothing like peace in that Middle East. Over the years, it's just sad that since when I was born till now, the only thing I know about Middle East is war, confusion. And then I just feel like, okay, I don't have to say this, but I feel like I'm going to talk about it. US has a hand in this.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Yeah, okay. I just feel like anybody they try to, they call help. Yeah, you try to. Yeah,
let's see what it's saying. Unflyable planes, melting buildings.
How do buildings melt?
So this is one of the trending topics. So basically, it's talking about unflyable planes, melting buildings, how US blew cash in Afghanistan.
Exactly.
While most of the money went to US military, okay, billions of dollars got wasted along the way. In some cases, aggravating efforts to build ties with the Afghan people. Americans meant to be helping. That plane that they were holding on to, is that an American Air Force plane? Did you see the video where they were holding on to?
I didn't. See how they mentioned US like 4 times in that place. Told you.
Do you think US has their hands in all?
They always. Yes.
So dramatic. If see, US was a fucking person, they would be like a Gen Z.
If me or US?
US.
US, US is Gen Z.
Yeah.
How can US be a Gen Z? They're just casting. Okay. Do Gen Z's cause havoc? Yes, actually. Yes, actually, there's so many things like that I'm emotional about.
So Taliban is taking over Afghanistan, and we are here sending our prayers out to the people of Afghanistan. And it's really sad when I see the videos of people at the border trying to leave the country, you know, people sending their kids over the fence for safety. It just breaks my heart, and I just pray that, you know, everything will go, you know, to go back to normal, and everybody will be at peace, and little to no lives will be lost.
Prayers to Afghanistan. And it's not just Afghanistan, there are other places.
Yeah.
Okay, can we talk about Nigeria too?
Yeah, like what? That's what you're talking
look,
about.
Look at us. Election is in 2023.
Election is 2023.
Yeah. And I still feel like
it's like 2 years from now.
Exactly.
So,
and okay, I'm going to jump again. Ghana just had a recent election, and the governors or whoever that the people that are trying to campaign for the posts, so were sending rice to the masses. The masses rejected the rice. They said, "No, take your fucking rice back. We want jobs." I was so glad. Thank you for opening your eyes, people.
Yeah, I like that.
Be here. I pray in the name of God. Have answers. I pray in the name of God our eyes open for real. No more shit. Because think about it, who are you voting for? What are the major political parties? Major two: APC, PDP. And the funny thing is, these niggas shuffle themselves between those parties, and they're in power, and they come on live and talk about how, you know, things are supposedly they're handling things. They embezzle money. They keep borrowing from China. China is coming in and penetrating in, taking everything. They will die. Who's going to pay for the debts? We that are living.
Yeah, it's a very sad situation in Nigeria, and we just have to always like just be positive no matter the situation, especially the fact that election is coming. Just keep your head down. Stay safe. No go and talk too much. Just stay safe and be prayerful and try to make the right decision when voting. And you know what?
Don't vote.
Vote is your right as a Nigerian.
Don't vote for anybody. They're all douchebags. No vote for anybody.
So just, you know, try and find, you know, the best leader for us and make sure the country is finally back to normal. Well, this brings us to the end of this podcast, and I'm very happy that we were able to educate, entertain, and inform you guys on so many things that have been going on. You can please follow me on Instagram at The Dish Talk Show, Twitter at The Dish Talk Show. Subscribe to my YouTube channel at The Dish Talk Show. And am I leaving anything out? You can listen to this podcast on on Anchor. We are now on Apple Podcasts, so you can just go to your Apple Podcast and search The Dish Talk Show and listen to this podcast on The Dish Talk Show. Also, Spotify at The Dish Talk Show, Radio Specific, Breaker, Google Podcast, and many, many more platforms. We are currently on 7 platforms right now. And also, did I mention YouTube too at The Dish Talk Show? So, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing to my YouTube channel. Thank you for, you know, giving me a lot of feedback on my on our podcast. And thank you for your, you know, interactions with it. And I really, really love to see you. Do we see them or hear them? Oh, you can also send me voice notes on Anchor. So if you want to send me a message asking about something or your opinion on anything we are talking about, just send a voice note. Just go to Anchor. You can have the Anchor app, download the Anchor app on Apple Store or Google Play Store very easily. Doesn't take much space. It's not that, you know, big of an app. It's very easy to download. Just download, subscribe, get a profile and then subscribe, and you can have more interactions with me. Thank you and stay blessed. Bye.
Bye.